You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
Great, now I have to go see this.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am not Brian Kilby.
Yay.
I'm JD.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? So we got pretty much everybody but Brian. We got Rob, we got John, we got XV, we got Amy, Lady Wreck, and believe him, Peter, but no Brian. So Brian's out this week. He had other stuff to do. So I'm running the show. Sorry. How's everybody doing? No, I'm good. No, this is good stuff. I'm excited. I'm fired up for
this
doing
is like
the show.
My birthday present, isn't it?
Yes,
a
it is.
Yes.
There you go. It's what you always wanted. Minus the stabbing.
So yeah, we should talk about that for a second. It's X's birthday. Hooray, X. Hooray.
He's
hooray,
our big man's finally 26.
Yep. Yay. Seven. So everybody sent birthday wishes. To
where did that year go?
Email.internet. And, you know, happy birthday, buddy.
Yeah. Send him a bunch of tweets with kittens.
No kittens. Oh. Too many cats.
A lot of that hot Sentai.
Yes.
To him.
Yeah.
Not the hentai, the Sentai. Right.
Yeah, send me the tentacle Sentai.
Tentacle Sentai.
Oh,
does that exist?
The chat room.
Do you have it all already?
Sent all the love to you, XV. You'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, that's a big bunch of love from the chat room. We got awesome listeners. Thank you so much for joining us.
Crap of love.
So it's going to be an exciting show. We've got stuff. We've got basically everything that we have except for the cool monitor thing behind me where you can see everybody. So
because JD won't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to do podcasting.
You know, I love how XV put it. Basically, the difference between Brian and I is I try to use ingenuity to solve problems, and Brian throws money at it. So
America. Hard cash.
Right.
America, boy.
Kilby only spent singles of $1,000.
America, man.
He got to set that record straight.
Yep.
Holy thousands, not tens or hundreds.
So there's a scary clown in the show notes. I wonder who did that.
At least it's not like last week. When
soon
was
to be in your dreams.
Slamming you. Oh.
So, hey, well, I guess we'll do a show then. So we'll do news. So online retailers are beginning to fill their pre-orders for the new Reveal the Shield and Generations. Is Windcharger in this set, or when do we get that?
Windcharger came out in Canada a while ago. I don't think any of our American online retailers, and certainly none of the stores, have gotten Windcharger yet.
What the heck?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I know. And Chopsaw looks pretty good, too.
Are you saying you don't want another Tuner Mudflapper skits?
That's what I want.
No,
I mean,
scary.
Yeah, if you're looking.
I'm building an army.
Yes, open your eye.
What else are you going to do with them? God. So what's in this set, then? What are we... This is...
This is the G2 inspired Optimus Prime, Rektar, Perceptor, and another Bumblebee.
Good, another Bumblebee. Because we have so few.
Well, this is the movie inspired recolor of Classics Bumblebee, not another War for Cybertron Bumblebee, thankfully.
Or another movie Bumblebee. It's so, just movie inspired Bumblebee.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I follow that.
Ben B on his site has a review up of that Bumblebee, and his photos actually make it look really good. I really, really like the shade of yellow they used on that. It's a lot darker than the original.
Didn't that just come out a year or so ago, and that set with the animated and movie and classic?
Yeah.
That was Bumblebee. Like 2008.
Okay, well, was it one that came out?
Oh. It did happen.
It happened, but it wasn't a year ago. It was quite a while ago.
Okay, well, a little over a year ago, but yeah. So basically, they're just—it's that Bumblebee, or is there a difference in that one, or does anyone know?
Okay, The original Bumblebee was light yellow with white stuff on it. Shut up. and the three-pack Bumblebee replaced the white paint apps from the original with black, but it was still the same pattern. And now this one has a new paint deco on it and a darker yellow color.
Oh, okay.
So all three of them are different to an extent.
So marginally different if you squint just right.
Pretty much. This Bumblebee has suspenders in robot mode. Is
wow. Wow. Yes.
I mean, how could you not win with suspenders?
It's if what only, I always
if only had a bow tie, because bow ties are cool.
Well, you know, you could probably fit him with... He's got that nice ball joint neck.
Ooh. Hmm.
That actually sounds pretty appealing now that you mention it.
Ooh, yes. We could do like a bow tie and maybe get him a jacket.
Yeah.
Hey, a wig.
11th Doctor. You don't need a wig. This is 11th Doctor. 11th Doctor Bumblebee. Come on.
He needs a bowler hat is what he needs.
A bowler hat and a fez.
He needs a bolo. That's what he needs.
I'm going for 11th Doctor. I say fez.
According to the girlfriend, there's a guy in Light American Idol wearing a Transformers costume.
That doesn't surprise me. Is it Proud Wolf Prime?
It might be. I'm going to sing for you. Apparently he made the costume to wear while standing in line. I'll ask.
It's not it's not Melhawk Guy, is it?
Boy, I hope.
That would be...
I can sing the song of a thousand dances.
So we were talking about this current run and Wreck-Gar. So we may be shocked to find out that there's going to be an alternate head for Wreck-Gar.
Well, that's not exactly shocking. Takara's e-hobby recolor with the alternate head. So apparently there's an alternate head.
Okay, there's an alternate
head. Wreck-Gar's got a lot of head.
Well...
Does he?
See, I run the show, Brian, and then all this happens.
There's just Sin. He's dressed as a red racing car. Sideswipe.
But this is another Junkion head, right?
Right. The instructions are showing the head for the character that's been identified as Junkyard. If you look it up on the TF wiki.
Okay.
Whereas Takara's is being called Scrappy and is a lot more generic in general.
Mm-hmm. So now we have to get all three of these.
And, yes, we have to.
Yeah, I mean, and they're probably going to use them a couple times each. I mean, it's Junkion bodies. Who doesn't want as many of those as possible?
Well, yeah. I need a Junkion army.
Right.
You know, if I'm going to populate my planet of junk.
You know, you go with like 20-something years of barely any Wreck-Gar love, and then the floodgates are open with one dang toy.
Well, I guess it was sort of the Wreck-Gar from Animated, but it wasn't quite the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's like started there.
It's like, you know, what we have, the original Wreck-Gar.
And Animated.
Clone. Animated. Do you want to say Detritus, the e-hobby Junkion? And that's pretty much it. And then, you know, Animated. That's pretty much it as far as Junkions. And here, it's like, this mold is going to be worn out in 1 year's time.
Mm-hmm. With all these heads. Well, but that's kind of the standard now, though. I mean... They're burning out all the molds now. I mean, we're almost guaranteed two versions of pretty much any mold out of the classics, you know, or whatever the generations line. So
yeah, I mean, I'm getting the e-hobby set specifically because of the generic Junkion that's part of it. And now I'm sure Hasbro will use that head also, but I'm glad there's yet another option to pursue with this.
Yeah. So.
More Junkions, more power.
Hey, speaking of alternate heads, though.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're getting an image. This is from the instructions. There's an image
Walkie
of.
He actually posted this one. He got his in the mail today.
But it's the alternate head for the G2 Optimus, and this is supposedly Motor Master.
Toy Motor Master.
Toy Motor Master. What's the difference?
More detail versus the cartoon head.
I was going to say, because I don't know. It's like I'm looking.
It looks basically like an open faceplate Prime head, doesn't it?
It really does. And I'm like, I mean, my thing is, if it's not a box, then what? It's not right. It's got to be square with the little thing over it, you know.
That's because I think of the cartoon version first.
Exactly. And that's the right one.
But, you know, somebody else pointed out, and really correctly, that extremely simple, boxy head couldn't be made to look right on a modern toy.
I just think they're not trying hard enough. That sounds like the excuse from the movies. No? Okay. No, it probably will be cool.
Nice.
I mean, everybody's going to just call it Scourge anyway.
Well, I mean, Scourge! Is that not inevitable? I mean, are we not assuming that this is going to be Scourge at some point?
It's the same colors anyway, except for the tail.
Yeah. Scourge is really slick, so I'm not going to complain.
No, really, I want a Scourge out of this. I mean, this is more Scourge like is
black,
you know,
primary color. Everything I've tried to aspire to that ever since.
Yeah.
If I don't get a Toxitron and a Thunderclash out of this mold, the world's going to burn.
I have a feeling fan you're going to get that.
Talk to the fan club.
Yeah, the fan club will do that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write Toxitron's bio right now. It's from Tromaville, New Jersey.
So, just when you think that that wound had healed and that you would no longer feel that pain, we've been reminded of some of the controversy from a few months ago. Dealing with a name that was poorly researched as far as its international implications. Of course, I'm talking about Power Core Combiner's Spastic.
He's Spastic. Boogie, Yoogie, Woogie.
Which has now been renamed Overrun.
Yeah.
But apparently it's a sticker that's going over the box. So apparently they already had the boxes printed.
Right. It was too late in the process to go back and repackage all those toys. So at least
it wasn't one of those like that you could type from one of those little typewriters and just put on like every single thing in your house.
No.
So basically what's going to happen is we're going to get like another blue streak here. I got like a spastic, not an Overrun Spastic.
Right. Yeah. Well, and yeah, and I think there'll be people.
Of course,
you know,
with this, there's an actual way to make that happen. You know,
and I think
for real.
Somebody had actually somebody submitted news that there was a, I forget his name. I forget the, what character is it? In his bio, it says that he's Spastic? Oh, Reveal the Shield Strafe has, according to his bio, other Autobots tend to stay away from him on the battlefield, preferring to let his spastic fight reaction burn itself out on Decepticons before they move in to capture the cowering survivors.
No, the only consolation there is that's using spastic as an adjective, right? Or that's using it as the describing word. Whereas
they're not using the name
as the name, right?
Right, but they changed it. On it was originally that, but now on Hasbro's official website, it is Twitchy Fight Reaction.
Twitchy? Because that's better.
He's got a twitchy trigger finger.
But let me
not making fun of Tourette's. Terrible.
Yeah. Let me throw this out there, though. For the people that hated on Hasbro and said that Hasbro sucks because they named this character whatever, I understand your anguish and stuff, but you have to give Hasbro props on this. They had no restrictions on them whatsoever to go back and name this character, and they spent extra money to print up these names and to change the name of the character and do it on the boxes and go through all the trouble to do that. So everybody needs to give props to Hasbro right now for doing that, because there was nobody holding them to do that. They simply did it to appease people who aren't even getting this figure for the most part. I'm not saying there aren't people on the American side that don't know this and aren't being ticked off.
They're more upset about that, too.
Exactly. But, I mean, and like I said, all consolation to our friends overseas. I understand your frustration. I get it.
But you know what, JD? At the rate Power Core Combiner 5-packs are moving right now, nobody in the entire world is ever going to see this toy.
Well, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. They went through all the money to go through the process to change the name of it.
That will never reach retail.
Yes, exactly. So
total kudos to
now.
That being said, can anybody get me a set of Dinobots?
Yeah, no kidding. So now, the obvious thing they missed, they used Overrun. They don't have Runover anymore, because that would have been much better.
Maybe they thought that would be more like a lateral move in this case.
That'd be great. Well, we wanted to change them from something offensive like Spastic. What's the name now? Runover.
He especially runs over people who complain about our naming rules.
This is not. I mean, this like is I not said, run I, over. Back
I don't.
Up.
I don't want to reopen this wound too much, and I don't want to. I don't want to harp on it. But I'm just saying, it's like I understand everybody that was ticked off about it, and I get why you're ticked off. But at least give Hasbro the props to say thank you for going back and changing the name and spending additional money that they were under no obligation to do, just to appease that group of the fandom and the people that, you know, may see this on the shelf. So I'm saying thank you, Hasbro, for being sensitive and for doing something you didn't have to do. So let's see. Moving on. RTS. Demolition, Rumble, and Downshift.
Should have been Big Daddy, yo.
Yeah.
And they misnamed that Rumble toy, too. That's totally Frenzy, you know?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, totally fumbled this one.
Yes,
the only thing that's going to save us if they make a repaint called Demolition Axe and Demolition Smash.
Speaking of, outside the cage, our sister podcast talks MMA and wrestling every week.
There you go. And
no, the recolor of Demolition Rumble should be Demolition Enemy.
Demolition Enemy? I think so. I think you lost me.
Too soon.
That's a good looking toy.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Is it just me, or in looking at it, like the Energon Combiner tank guy?
Very
no. No. Okay, it's just me then.
Yeah. So.
It's totally a gym, man. They just repainted it, man. Hasbro.
Yeah, just like that Energon Starscream is just a repaint of G2 Smokescreen.
Of a much larger toy.
So, what's going on in the chat? Is there any hot topics?
You know, an interesting topic earlier in the show, I don't know how this started, but people were talking about where they were finding toys lately. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of, like, unusual stuff. So Brian said he found his last set of toys, Tracks and Jazz at Kohl's. Somebody said Zellers. But not a lot of, like, Toys R Us and Targets. So I guess they're kind of lagging behind.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
Which is what I have.
Now, today, I saw, like, 5 Mindsets at a Target.
Oh, really?
Wow. Interesting. And not one Jazz or Tracks.
Huh. How is Mindset shelf warming?
I'm happy with them.
Warming? How is that possible?
Well, that's the first time I've seen Mindset since I got my Jazz and Tracks at Kmart.
Hmm.
So, well, no, that's not true. I saw one Mindset at Walgreens.
Ooh, he's totally worth $30.
Yeah, that is going to be flying right off the shelf.
Let's see.
Right. So, yeah, it seems like, I guess these are the first reveal of the Shield toys. They're just slow to get to, like, major retailers.
Well, you know, the Christmas rush is over. You know, it's going to take them a bit to restock. And where are they going to go to first? The mud flaps in the back room. I mean.
Right.
Yeah, it's they got to clear out some stock for a day. And then the movie 3 is right around the corner. These are probably going to be the more pain in the ass toys to find.
We're screwed.
So,
I unfortunately don't have any Zellers or anything like that near me, so I'm screwed.
Hmm.
Well, Zellers.
Poor Peter. Poor Peter.
And so let's see. Another show talked to Bob Budiansky. That's great. And
hey.
Good for them.
And, more than that.
No, okay. So Moonbase 2, I guess they interviewed Bob Budiansky. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. I heard something about this.
Last year was going to be a girl named Grease Finger.
That's
a cool hand lube. Bob Budiansky.
That's so great.
That is really terrible.
That's regrettable that didn't happen. I'll just say
that. That is so terrible. I can't.
Hey, it still could happen, you know?
You know, after that whole explosion.
Cool hand lube. Why'd you have to die?
I just the implications of that on so many levels. I don't even know where, why really is my question. But
do you remember this was a children's toy line?
Oh yeah.
Whoops.
Little racy.
This is before politically correct was even an issue.
Yeah, it was, you know. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it was the 80s.
Yeah. You know, who
well,
cared?
I'll just name him after the villain from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest then.
Yeah. Which is still and then it's a dude. So whatever. Okay.
Seen it off of Goldfinger and thought, oh, Grace.
Yeah, that's not. I'm assuming the next item isn't something I need to mention, but the very next one after that. Let's see. An unnamed third party is doing a trailer for the Reveal the Shield Prime. Really? For the.
The trailer itself, I guess. The trailer itself is made to look like. The G2 Laser Prime trailer.
Right. Is that the tanker trailer?
But the vague silhouettes that got posted about this also appear that it can combine with the robot mode, too.
Oh.
Ooh. That's weird.
A bigger sword.
It's required that it has a sticker on the side with Optimus hitting fire with a sword that says Optimus.
Yes.
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 Two-tap fire.
Because you know that swords are the natural enemy of fire.
Yes.
Yes. But when they combine, they make sweet, fiery, bladed, awesome.
And have really messed up kids.
Yes. So, helicopter thing? What is this helicopter thing?
Get to the chopper.
Is that the Human Alliance thing that we can't post pictures of?
We can't post pictures of, but it looks cool.
There's pictures. Sure does. But there are pictures. Coming soon to official pictures?
Yeah, coming soon to an official Hasbro press release.
So this is basically fell off the back of a truck pictures that we're not looking at.
Yes, they fell off of the truck.
They fell off the truck and they landed in a makeshift photo backdrop.
And you know, I gotta say, the more of these Human Alliance photos I don't look, the more I see jobs for the pilots. I mean, so far the shapes would make perfect exosuits if they... could engineer the
It's pretty much Transformers Avatar in this one.
No, because he's really interested.
That's right.
You know, looking at the Choppa, there's a I keep thinking this it looks a lot like Machine Wars Sandstorm. In fact, that's who he better be. Or I will burn the world down.
All right then.
You can't even burn the ice storm.
And finally, Transformers Vault. Showing
tons of caffeine.
Yeah. Vault. Oh, yeah.
But you know what I miss? Transformers Surge.
Yeah.
But you know, there's no brominated vegetable oil, so it's actually not that bad for you.
What is this? Collectible?
It's a collectible that promises to show you every single toy Transformers related on the face of the planet.
Impossible.
Shenanigans.
And it also is going to talk about the series, the comics, the collector merchandise, as well as the animated or live action features.
$400.
You know, I just realized
$25.
Yeah, that's
what they reveal is whether or not they have the collection of all the underwear that came.
Yes, it's important to have your Transformers underwears. Let me tell you,
this looks cool, but we all know it's going to be one of those books where like, and here's a picture of all the primes ever released,
and it's
that's
like
Optimal Optimus.
Yeah,
and half of massive sticker wear. That'll be awesome.
You know,
probably.
But hey,
the picture of all the primes ever released will just be all the masterpiece primes and nothing else.
But consider this, right? I just called shenanigans. The last time I called shenanigans was that the movie title would not be Dark of the Moon, which it is. And the time before that I called shenanigans was that they would not release a masterpiece Ghost Starscream, which they did. So,
shenanigans again.
So I called shenanigans already, so the odds are good that this will be a complete collection of all the Transformers goodies.
Yeah, this will be the greatest written work ever.
I know, for only $25.
You know
based on the fact that I apparently don't know what I'm talking about.
I just figured out what this is. Somebody went to the TF Wiki and hit print all.
Yes. Save as PDF.
It's free.
Transformers at the Moon and printed all of the Lucky Draw.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And they just start making collages out of them.
So, before we go any further, we want to let our listening audience know that we are going to be throwing it to you all for topics when we get to the topic section of the show, which will be coming up. So, get your questions ready. Get it going, because we're going to be doing the whole throw to you and you ask us.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Just twist in the wind as we try to fill the dead air.
Yes, it's going to be epic.
And we make up random moves that don't make sense.
And there's the big scary clown again. And so
you're just hallucinating this time.
God, that is so freaky. It's just weird. It scares me a little bit.
It's creepy.
It is like it creepy. But I mean, because somebody photoshopped it, and it's got like the little like the marsupial like, sort of. It's got the lemur eyes. It really creeps me out.
I've seen dogs that look like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the slightly cracked lip paint.
Yes, it is a little. Wow.
They took time to
expect to see a little bit of blood going down that chin.
Yeah, that's okay. We're good.
Maybe.
So, Amy,
looking at the mouth.
Talk to us about comics.
Okay. Please. All right. Well. Unfortunately, I didn't get Sector 7 until just a couple, like an hour before RFC came on, so I didn't read it. But
plenty of time to read it. Oh, you didn't read it. I'm sorry.
Transformers Prime Issue 3 out this week. Issue 4 will be next week. And Sector 7 Issue 5, which came out also today. And I wish I could say more about them, but I haven't read them. So, I mean, I have read the Transformers Prime one, but it's been a while. Because they're re-releasing them as comics instead of just the digest version that I got back in September. Anyhow, also, I want to have a review for it, but I don't have one, so I haven't read it myself. So IDW Collection Volume 3 will be out next week, and Infestation is supposed to start kicking off next week as well. So
Yeah,
I'm
hyping up Infestation for
zombies.
Zombies. For a long time.
It's only about a year late, right?
What are you talking about? The Walking Dead just came out.
I know, seriously, is anybody even still interested in this as a concept, or has it kind of worn out its appeal?
Actually, next month we're supposed to start getting the Transformers ones, and I'm actually looking forward to it. So.
Yeah, but you look forward to Drift also.
Thanks.
Wow.
Wow. Just smack her around, XV.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Punch him right in the face, Amy. Just say, just smack him on the lip and say,
remember,
no.
Remember, we don't make fun of Amy directly. We make fun of what Amy reads. That's how this works.
I thought I was.
So, according to the press release that's posted on T-Formers, apparently Infestation starts today.
It starts today, huh?
And Transformers Infestation starts the second, so that's in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I have not looked to refute that yet. So, oh well, maybe it's right.
Either that, or IDW's PR is wrong. Which, I mean, we just posted it today. That means we got it today.
Yeah. I'm looking real quick. Give me a second. No, actually, it doesn't start today because it's not even in the weekly solicits for IDW right now. IDW stuff, so.
Why?
Yeah. But they do have something else called Zombies vs. Robots coming out today.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think, guys, let's give the zombies a rest for a while.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah,
I mean,
except for Zombie Cliff Jumper.
Yeah. But that did its thing. It was like there, and then, you know, it's good. Like, we got that, and we got all the zombie Transformers. I think we're good, really. Anyway. So, well, thanks,
Amy. I won't say anything about zombies until next month, then.
Okay.
Nothing until next week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks, Amy. So, we're going to go to the weekly spotlight, a bunch of other stuff. So we'll take a little break. We'll let y'all digest that and see a few awesome things. So anyway,
I'm going to attempt to digest my Jack in the Box that I just finished eating.
Good luck with that.
You're eating on air?
Wait a second. You had sushi and Jack in the Box? Are you trying to die?
Or at least kill anyone that's in your home.
Put us in your will.
I was going to say, if I'm not here when we come back from break, you'll know why.
Wow. Call an ambulance.
Kilby's always wanted a direct access to the first floor so he could put a fireman's pole down there.
Yeah.
He's going to sit down.
Peter, is that some kind of euphemism?
Okay, we'll be right back.
It is if you want it to be.
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
And thank you, Brian. And time once again for the TF Wiki Spotlight. And we always go to Chris McFeely for that. So here he is. Chris McFeely, what do you have for us, sir?
Gone a little bit random this week, JD. Nothing really new or big emerged this week. No articles received a big push. So I had to go diving into the archives to pluck one. And the one that I have plucked is Alignment. Now, Alignment is a little bit of an odd one. Alignment is an unofficial Transformers story written by Simon Furman and released through the unofficial UK Transformers convention, now defunct, sadly, Transforce, back in 2001 and 2002. Alignment was a prose story which was designed to bridge the gap between the Generation 2 comics and the Beast Wars era. And it's included on the wiki, as very few unofficial things are, because it's apocrypha. It's unofficial, but it informs Furman's stories that he was writing, because this issue answers the questions, solves the mysteries that surround the Liege Maximo and the Hub, and things that were left hanging at the end of the Generation 2 comic. So this article includes a summary of the plot, so you can get in there and see what all the fuss was about. And then it gets a little bit interesting with a glossary of the new characters and concepts that were mentioned or introduced in this story, which don't get pages of their own because this is an unofficial story. They're just listed here for convenience. But and then a section on its relation to other works where you might be surprised to find out that several things actually made their first appearance in this story that have since been subtly canonized and made official. And subsequent fictions have made reference to this story and its concepts in unusual ways. So it's a little bit random, but I definitely think if you haven't heard of Alignment or if you haven't had the chance to read Alignment, you might learn something from this. And hey, there's a link at the bottom to Alignment so you can read the whole thing if you don't just want to read a summary. So for this week, Alignment is the TF Wiki Spotlight.
You're released.
Okay,
take it back.
Hey!
Okay.
I think I came back early, but...
Nefarious would have been finished up in the spring. So, yeah, it's almost been a year. Yeah. Almost been a year.
So,
thanks,
McFeely, for... Yeah, it was a quick back. I think I cut it short, but, you know.
RC got back.
Cut him off.
Yeah, seriously. I'll
play you the second half next week.
I screwed up for part two. I know.
Stay tuned for part two.
Of the whatever. Anyway. Sorry, Brian. Anyway.
I can see Brian just sitting there now.
Oh, he already sent me like four messages.
Damn it. Coming out of his ears.
It's going well.
Okay, so apparently I didn't watch the video close enough and remember when it cut out, so...
Joey is never going to let you host again.
I know. He has to let me host. I'm the only one... I'm the one that has the other Ustream.
Unless he can clone himself.
So, you know.
Well, if he would give us the Ustreams, we could...
Nah, you know.
Ustreams it.
With great power comes great responsibility, and I just...
Yeah, and I just apparently blew mine.
Yeah, it's not working out.
Sorry,
it's
going to
be the power, and then
I'm going to have to meet in the office after work.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to explain all this to Brian later. Brian, I'm so sorry I screwed up.
I'm just going to hope. It'll be Comcastic.
All right, XV, save me. Why don't you talk about what's in history?
Well, okay. On January 19th, what year was that? You know, I wrote this, and I don't even know what's in it.
I know. So I love that you write it every week, and then I talk about it like I know what I'm talking about.
I know. Isn't that... It's just like the magic of radio.
So,
you know, that's how TV news gets so good.
Yeah.
On January 19th in 2008, the Transformers animated episode, The Thrill of the Hunt, premiered in the U.S.
Wow.
Introducing
the
Lockdown.
Intro of Lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Time flies.
Lockdown was so awesome and metal that they spun him off into the movie toy line.
Speaking of which, I think we talked about... I can't remember if we talked about this in pre and post show, or maybe we talked about it during Fanboy Versus. So I think we may have had a discussion on this show, or may have been on Fanboy Versus, but we were talking about the Drift comics, right? And I guess that it had been the McFeely... surmised that the intention was that Drift would actually cut off Lockdown's hand to give him the hook hand. And but of course, in the comic, he had the hook already. Well, apparently, it was their intention for Drift to cut off the hand and for Drift to give him the hook hand. But Hasbro nixed it. They wanted him to look like the toy in the comic. So
right, didn't the person who drew the comic wanted to give him a he wanted to give him a complete overhaul, right?
And he did. Hasbro was like, meh.
No, we'd like something that looks good.
So instead,
well, the joke's on them anyway. We preferred that the Lockdown toy have, you know, two hands.
To get the option.
And by extension, Axer.
Right. But, yeah,
not,
because
not
then
Axe you shotgun something. Axe thing isn't cool, but, yeah, you know.
So, anyway, it's awesome, and that's the only thing that we had, so... There you go.
Well, also on January 19th, 1984, I was born, but I think we covered that earlier.
We have covered that, but that is
an
awesome day.
That was a pretty epic day, too.
Yeah.
I'm sure for your mom.
It led to many great things and a year of a podcast like five people listen to.
That would be this.
No, I'm talking about superhero time.
Oh.
Oh. So, well, I guess we're there to the topic stuff. But what else is going on in the chat? And then we can try to go to the topic. So what's going
okay,
on in the chat?
Okay, all right, okay. Well, we've got a few questions here. First of all, so what do you guys think of Legends? And then what do you think of the addition of like action bases to the Legends toys?
Love it. Love it,
says Rob.
Love it more than Boone's Farm, and Midnight.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Not possible.
Wow.
What do you guys think of the Legends class toys?
In general, or...
Yeah, in general. Just in general.
I like my little Legends Ravage. He's a perfect size to sit in Darkmount's lap and be petted.
Oh, man.
I'd say the same thing.
Wow.
Second question... So when Generations is over, right? So when all the toys we know of are kind of done and released, what do you think is the future of Generations? Where do you guys feel and think the toy line's going to go?
You mean as far as, like, is it going to go away? Or mean as far
Yeah,
as
do you think it's going to end anytime soon? Or do you think this is really something that's going to keep going for at least, I don't know, a good year or so?
I don't see him ending it. I mean... There's an infinite supply of figures to pull from.
And anyway, I hope Hasbro gets their way and is able to continue Generations alongside the movie line, even in a reduced capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think it's just going to get renamed again, like Universe.
Yeah. Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's sidelined the line, you know. Make stuff other people would like and fill up those shelves with something other than movie guys or... You know, Toon Guys. It's this or we get a purple Striker.
Okay, last question. Okay, so we may or may not get TF Prime toys. We don't know about that. But say if we did, do you guys foresee if we had three lines running, so Dark of the Moon, Transformers Prime, Generations, do you guys think we could handle that? Do you guys see that as a realistic possibility or not?
I don't see three lines, but...
No, if Prime toys exist and they come out at the same time movie stuff is running, they will be under the Generation brand.
Yeah. I think they kind of tested that with the game figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it worked. I mean, I think it went well. I mean, as well as they would have expected.
To offer, a limited selection from whatever media they're working with, it's fine to just bump it into Generations instead of doing a whole new branding specifically for that.
Does that make sense though? I mean,
it doesn't make sense because think about it. Who's going to be going out and buying toys for their kids? The parents. And what are they going to know about Transformers Prime? All they're going to see is like, oh, my kid likes Transformers Prime. I want to go out and get some of those Transformers Prime toys. I'm really sure that they're going to probably end up bringing it out just as soon as Dark of the Moon starts to die.
I think literally we're going to get
what they're really working on now is everything under just the banner of Transformers. You know, revealed a shield, Transformer being a sticker on the card. And it's just like, I want the new Optimus Prime. Really, was he? He's a Transformer.
So and then the parent, like that. So when the parent gets there, they're like, I don't know which one to buy. I'm going to buy all six.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Think about it this way. Do you remember? You guys remember about 04 when they made that blue repaint of Strongarm called Energon Strongarm, who was part of the toy line Energon?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was called confusion for people looking for this toy that weren't fans. You know, you tell someone, I'm looking for Energon Strongarm. No, Energon. No, I need Energon Hotshot. No, not the other one. Yes, I know.
I miss Energon, those days.
I think with the simplifying of, it's like, okay, here's television show Optimus. Oh, okay. Just like the War for Cybertron says, Cybertronian Optimus. Oh, okay, it's not this one, Scuba Diving Optimus. Okay. And I think there's simplification going
right,
on.
They're adopting the Batman toy line idea. So it's like fiery ice Batman versus ice fire Batman versus scuba fire ice Batman.
Well, I mean, look what happened with Trax and Jazz. They ended up in the Reveal the Shield stuff. Even though it's like, hey, aren't these Generations toy? Yeah, but see, Walmart wants the movie stuff, so we got to hide stuff in the boxes and tell you guys if it's not in the movie, it's not movie.
Suckers.
Yeah. So
the whole matter with how they split the branding is kind of confusing, even though it's a really simple concept.
Yeah.
Or
you got five screaming kids, and you're like, Jesus, I'm going to get out of here.
Or maybe when they roll out the movie toy line, Reveal the Shield goes away, and then it becomes Prime. And then Generations gets rolled into that somehow.
Well, what we have now is Reveal the Shield is just going to get turned into Dark of the Moon when the movie stuff is due to hit anyway. That part's not going to continue on.
Well, because Hunt for the Decepticons and Reveal the Shield were sub-branding.
They're just right.
Little ideas that they wanted, and they just bundled them all together.
Right.
So, what I'm saying is maybe when Reveal the Shield, it will end soon, probably within the next couple of months.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. And then Prime comes out. Maybe.
You mean after? That's really late, though. I mean, because they're going to run the movie figures.
Which conveniently look kind of like Prime.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It works out in the end. It's just a...
Well, Toy damn it. Toy Fair is what? Next month, right?
Yeah, we'll get some clues.
Yeah, so, I think we'll get an indication of whether or not we're going to see Prime figures and what they're going to be at Toy Fair. Because if we're going to have them within the next 6 months or so, they're probably going to be at Toy Fair, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a possibility.
Oh, no, they'll definitely be at Toy Fair. I think it keeps going back to the point that I always keep thinking of, that Prime really debuted at the worst possible time.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that toy line won't get overrun by the third movie.
Yeah,
it's debuted a year late, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been great if it would have been last year. Yeah. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
So that's it for the chat.
No more questions? No more questions from the chat?
Nah.
What would you like us to sing?
I think we answered all their questions, though.
What about Brian's trolley questions? We don't want to...
You know, this is another thing we learned this week. When Brian's not on the show, he makes a fantastic troll.
He is an amazing troll. He is the most epic troll.
He's like one of the original trolls on the internet, I guarantee.
Easy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's an old school troll. Yeah.
That's right. I need to make him a shirt that says OT.
OT trolling?
Verifiable troll.
OG troll.
I'm the OG troll.
Oh, my God.
Coming to Cafe Press soon.
There you go. Oh, man. $10.99. So, well, I guess that brings us.
The show can't be over yet.
We gotta make this.
This
work
is gonna
out,
be
guys.
So much discussion. I wish I would have it. I should have ripped the video for this because I don't have the video. Can we put the link in the chat so that everybody can have a chance to?
I didn't watch it.
Here we go. See
if you haven't. Oh my God, is it epic?
What is it?
You just have to watch it, really.
Let's see.
But for those of you that aren't able to like listen and watch, we'll link it, and then hopefully you can watch it at the same time. Imagine that all of your favorite brick formers decided to get together
and drift
for some unknown reason. Drift.
Because it's cool.
Decided to get together and remake Thriller. Oh, in CG.
Yeah.
Little awesome touches, like
really nice CG. Really.
Yeah, actually,
the Ghost Seekers and
Then Shockwave and Ghost Seekers and I mean, just go. I'm sorry, I'm stealing your thunder. You got to go with this.
No, dude, please.
Did you say? Did you say Ghost Seekers?
Yeah, there's Ghost Seekers that rise up from the ground and dance.
I know. When you say it real fast, it sounds like something.
Sounds like Goatsy.
Yeah. I guess I need to watch it all the way through.
Yeah, and Optimus Prime on the toilet. Come on. Did you guys catch that?
I've got to invent a new subgroup now, the Goat Seekers.
Goat Seekers.
Come to the BotCon's art contest.
Oh my god. Goat Seekers.
Get to it.
Oh man. Oh, I'm seeing it in my head. I can see it in my head. Oh, God.
Is it a masterpiece, JD?
Oh, yeah. Where's my masterpiece?
Yeah. Star All you gotta Wars. Do, actually, you can see the Goat Seekers. You just go to our video theater and pause at 3:22.
Well, or you could go to the website at goatsea.cx.
Is that still there?
Yeah. There's like a mail group or something there.
Just Google it. I'm pretty sure the picture will still pop.
Not anywhere, like, not within an hour of eating.
Yeah, or around children.
Say, hey, wow, is that a cave?
I think the biggest question that you need to ask yourself about this video is, why is there a Christmas tree?
Because they watched Christmas.
And just like me, Christmas time means Thriller, okay?
How did you find this?
Right, not Halloween.
I have many tricks at my disposal, guys.
Rob just has this string of Japanese text in a text file that he copies and pastes into the YouTube search. Looks for whatever comes up.
I hate to really sound this insensitive, but sometimes I just type in stuff like Korean Transformers and stuff pops up like
wow.
Or it's like,
of course you do.
Well, I actually did put in Christian Transformers, and that's because I was trying to find the toy box, and that's where I came up with the whole religious thing. Sometimes it's just that simple. It's like, or if I'm thinking of something like, hey, what was that video I saw, and I'll try to remember, and while I'm looking for it, I'll find something better. Like, hey, here's a Asian garage band in Optimus Prime and Darth Vader costumes playing. What the hey? I was looking for that scene where he was humping Spike. Yeah, it never goes the way I
little
think.
Little distinctions like that are just so important.
It's just type in random words and then put the word. It's like if I can't think of anything, I'll just type in random stuff and then Transformers at the end, and you'd be surprised what comes up. Like
Salmon Transformers.
That might happen. I mean,
I think we've got our basis for next week.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you put it in Swedish.
Walking across frame.
I'm a little annoyed, though, because I tried to put in Swedish Transformers, hoping I'd get some great, funny Swedish dub parts, but all I got was people doing Michael Gondry Transformers videos, like the Please Be Kind Rewind stuff. Not as funny as you'd think it would be. Not as
For some reason, we'll take you said Michael Gondry, I thought of Michael Bublé, which is not the same.
No,
also not funny.
Aging hipster, not the other guy.
Nice.
So what did the chat think of the video?
They loved it. Some of them, their minds have been blown.
I think some are really confused as to why Drift is in there with his side skirts.
Yeah. I'm not. Seeing how much Drift pops up in these Asian videos, I think he might actually be popular over there where he's basically a caricature.
He is an RX-7, so he's widely adopted.
Yeah, except in this video, wasn't he in his Cybertronian form?
Yeah.
Oh, was he? I didn't know. Was he? Really know. What a
I,
nice
I noticed
touch.
The side
yeah, he is.
That's what I noticed.
What gets me is the animations. Like, they didn't phone this one in. Actually, pretty good job in for a...
I was impressed.
Great job. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's spot on. And I like at the end it says "Rest in peace, Michael Jackson." Which
I mean that's a nice touch.
Kind of funny to me. Like this is what he always wanted.
First, when I watched it, I was actually like, "Oh, lols, Optimus is in the bathroom," and then it got good. I mean, you caught that, guys, right? Dave was like, "Oh yeah, Optimus is taking a dump. The Funk of 40,000 years, and her fanning her face has got it, and you hear the flushing." And it's like, "Oh, lol." But then the good stuff started. It's like, "This is great."
Amazing. I'm still mesmerized by this.
I know. I'm telling you, you get lost on that for like hours.
I just got to the part where they put their hands up, and then all you see is Hot Rod. They even like animated like these like tubes going under his armpits and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's amazing.
And every single time Jetfire like dances and moves, his wings go up and down.
It's like.
This is Hot Rod in the front.
Here the Ghost Seekers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
This is the hallmark of, you know, Japanese and Chinese and Korean fan productions like this. A lot of it's professional quality work.
And, you know, the guy's like, "Really? I just threw it together."
It's not Transformers related at all, but they had this rap battle between Obama and Hu Jintao. And it's pretty hilarious. Like, they were able to somehow find a guy who could mimic Obama and rap at the same time. It was
amazing. Nice.
It was like the same animation as the Tiger Woods animation with... you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
And, like, where he, like, crashed into the tree and everything with...
You know... Mutagen just called it in the chat. He said it needs Skybite.
It does.
It does need Skybite.
Skybite needs to be more retconned into G1.
Starcraft matches. That's awesome.
I think probably the problem is over there he's still just Gel Shark and not as cool as Skybite.
Yeah.
He's a solo. I don't think he got the same coolness we did.
Yeah, they're like, "Well, do I really want to watch this show again with subtitles?" No, because you know the subtitles are just going to say, "Sings a song." Oh.
Dun, dun, so, awesome. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Well,
the show's not even an hour long.
So that happened.
Yeah.
That's right. That happened.
It was a whole show. You know, Maine is a great movie, by the way.
We learned one important thing tonight, which is that Kilby is just dragging us down and making the show take forever.
Who makes the show twice as long as it needs to be?
We usually do an hour. Come on.
We usually do over an hour.
Yeah.
We're going to have
50 solid minutes of goal.
See, this is why... Okay, I can't claim any kind of awesome, because normally my show goes like 2.5 hours. So I would love to say that it's me and that I actually like drive the show to stay within...
Well, yeah, but you've got like 2.5 hours of like book reviews, basically.
Yeah.
I know. Well, and yeah.
It's the format that makes it go long like that, whereas my show taking 1.5 hours is because me and my people just don't have half a clue.
Right. But hey, so there's a show. You know, we got a bunch of other shows. Check those out. My show, Fanboy Versus, along with Chris McFeely and Chris Triplett. We've got Superhero Time, Outside the Cage. New Soundwave is going to be coming up next, so you got to stay for that. Because I'm going to be there again, because I have to be there.
Because you're running the board.
And our show, Golden Girls Forum.
It's going to be awesome. We're going to talk to CBS.
You know, and if we didn't need the bandwidth, I would so be mining on WoW. But we need the bandwidth, so I can't do that. Anyway, a bunch of the shows, another show on there I'm missing. Throwback, something. Anyway.
Golden Girls Forum.
Golden Girls Forum. And then coming soon, Rob Springer and Amanda Church in Our Wacky Days.
As soon as I get the Ustream password, Rob's own show. Rob drinks Boone Farm and throws things at the camera.
Nice.
Oh, you looking there.
Elvis. Elvis style there.
Well, either that or I'll just put the camera on some toys.
You're listening to New Soundwave with your hosts, J.D. Church, Ender.
Sunday night when I was on the toilet.
Well,
oh, wow. TF Radio sitting on the toilet. This show,
that's where inspiration comes.
This is a good book. Huh. Totally burned 65. Anyway,
so, thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for watching Cybertron, guys.
And the cycling of banners at the end.
And
it's still wrong!
No, it's right now. It's good. Anyway.
Awesome.
I'm asked to do a day at Sony, but it doesn't work without the camera, Stuart.
Ryan will never let me do this show again.
This is the best disaster movie ever.
This is why you don't try to do things when you're in the middle of broadcasting, people.
Stuart's asking a day at Sony, guys. Should that be part of RSC?
No, I think that's our new Soundwave.
That's a new Soundwave stick. Yeah.
So, all right, I'm going to get out of here before I mess anything else up, and we're going to be back in just a minute. For new Soundwave for everybody wants to say. But anyway, thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.